It's Chicken Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for some sun and clouds today. Slightly warmer as that warmth continues. Our temperature in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, mid-40s. And on Friday, partly sunny, maybe even 50 to 55 degrees. We'll get the details on that Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at some of the stories that we're following for you today in Connecticut, 162 speeding tickets and 15 DUI arrests happened over the holiday weekend, according to state police. They responded to over 4,600 calls for service over the holiday week. From midnight December 23rd to Monday, state police issued 162 speeding tickets, making 15 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Last year, state police issued 107 speeding tickets and made 11 drunken driving arrests. There were 268 accidents with 20 reported injuries this year, compared to 340 last year with 34 reported injuries. There were 2 fatalities this past weekend on state highways compared to 1 last year. Well, for those of you that keep thinking in the back of your mind, has my gas station really lowered the price, seeing as the state has taken away all the tax dollars and the price should go down? Well, one gas station found out you can't do it. Attorney General William Tong from Connecticut announced that RIA, owner of the Litchfield-based Citgo gas station on West Street, has now paid a $2,400 fine for failure to lower its prices by 25 cents per gallon on April 1st, as required by the gas tax holiday suspension. An investigation by the State Office of Attorney General found that they did not lower their prices until April the 10th. Out of New York State, Confederate symbols at West Point will be coming down. Before turning against the U.S. military to command the Confederate Army, Robert E. Lee served as a superintendent of West Point, a hallowed military academy that produced patriots like Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, and Dwight Eisenhower. But in the coming days, the storied academy will take down a portrait of Lee dressed in his Confederate uniform from its library, where it's been hanging since the 1950s, and they'll place it in storage. It will also remove the stone bust of the Civil War's top Southern general at the Reconciliation Plaza, and Lee's quote about honor will be stripped from the academy's Honor Plaza. The move's part of the Department of Defense directive issued in October, ordering the academy to address racial injustice and do away with installations that commemorate or memorialize the Confederacy. That includes a trio of bronze panels measuring 11 feet tall and 5 feet wide that depicted significant events and figures in U.S. history, including Benjamin Franklin and Clara Barton. But the oversized plaques dedicated in 1965 not only featured Lee and other supporters of the Confederacy, but also had images of an armed man in a hood with Ku Klux Klan written below. The Congressional Naming Commission, which initiated the changes to the academy, noted there are clearly ties to the KKK in the Confederacy. Once again, a reminder that the important news about the upcoming concerts from Crescendo, new concert dates have been set. The concerts for this weekend have been postponed to January 7th and 8th due to illnesses. Once again, the concerts have been postponed till Saturday, January 7th at 5:30 at Trinity Live Rock in Lakeville, and on Sunday, January 8th at 4 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. More information can be found out at their website, which is crescendomusic.org, crescendomusic.org, for tickets and information about the concert in general, that now that date has been moved. Well, this weekend is the weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski jump camp. It happens on Friday and Saturday at Satry Hill on Indian Cave Road in Salisbury, open to children ages 7 and up, where they can learn the basics of ski jumping with an emphasis on safety and control on Swasa's smallest hill. The two-day event, which runs from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. each day, has a cost of $50 per child. That fee includes lunch both days. And Team Swasa students can join and participate in practices throughout the winter for fun tournaments. Pre-registration or more information is available from Ken Barker at 860-806-0471, or you could email Ken at kennethsbarker@gmail.com. You can also visit jumpfest.org. And while you're at jumpfest.org, you can also check out how their snowmaking is going on, as they have a live cam on the snowmaking. Haley Art Performing Arts Center on 14 Castle Street in Great Barrington presents 9-time Grammy Award winner and music director Eugene Drucker leading the Berkshire Bach Ensemble in a special program that showcases the virtuosity of the Society's individual musicians, violin, viola, cello, flute, oboe, and trumpet. The Baroque Concerto will be held on Saturday at 6 p.m. For more information, mahaley.org. You can also find out tickets and more information at that address. Through schools in Region 1 need substitutes and are hosting 3 sign and sub events in January to onboard new subs. If you're retired, if you're home from college, if you're a mother with school-aged children, this might be a perfect job for you. The events will happen January 4th from 1 till 4 at Sharon Center School, January 6th from 8:30 to 11:30 at Kent Center School, and January 10th from 3 till 5 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. You're asked to bring 2 forms of ID. You can fill out the application in advance or on-site at the event. And a reminder for those of you who will be disposing of your Christmas trees now that the holiday season is coming to an end, Boy Scout Troop 22 will remove and recycle Christmas trees this year on Saturday, January 7th in Sharon, Salisbury, North Canaan Falls Village in Norfolk. If you'd like to sign up, call 203-217-9917. And you can also go to tinyurl.com/troop22. Underwriting support comes from Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web, and underwriting support from the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.